Madagascar is home to some of the most extraordinary flora and fauna on Earth, and is widely regarded as one of the planet's highest conservation priorities. 80% of its estimated 200,000 species can be found nowhere else in the world, earning it a place among the top global biodiversity hotspots. Noble viewers, welcome to today's Good People, Good Works as we conclude our two-part series on Azafadi, an award-winning UK-based charity that strives to better the lives of the Malagasy people and the ecology of the island nation of Madagascar.
The people are the friendliest people in the world. They'll share their last plate of rice with you. They are the real joy of being in Madagascar, the smiles and the laughs that you share with people here.
Azafadi is a small British charity, a Malagash NGO, that works on a wide array of projects to protect the environment and the lives of people in southeast Madagascar.
Azafadi focuses its efforts on the Anasazi and Androi regions in southeastern Madagascar, as the organisation feels the people in these remote places are most in need of assistance in a variety of areas. The group is working with over 80 rural communities, as well as with residents of Fort Dauphin, the capital of Anasazi. Azafadi offers a wide range of opportunities for international volunteers to visit, engage themselves in local culture, and to get to know the lovely land and people of Madagascar. In their popular Pioneer internship program, volunteers typically construct latrines, build schools, share important environmental and health information in villages, and do forest conservation projects.
We strive with our volunteer programs to make sure that people get a genuine experience and can really engage on a grassroots level and help local communities on their terms. For us, it's a two-way thing. We learn as much from people in Madagascar as they learn from us.
Azafadi provides clean drinking water, health and sanitation infrastructure, and health education to isolated communities.
Every time a group of pioneers completes a well in a community, it's saving lives every single day for decades to come.
Since 2002, the Madagascar government has been promoting the World Health Organization's WASH program, or Water, Sanitation and Hygiene, to end the illnesses that result from impure water and the lack of formal toileting facilities. The government has designated Azafadi as the regional coordinator for the program's implementation in the Anasazi region.
Even if like two of those kids go home and remember the song and wash their hands before they eat as a result of it, I think we'd all feel like it was worthwhile.
Teaching English as a second language classes is another way that Azafadi is uplifting the people of Madagascar.
We try to have an hour lesson of English teaching, so giving them vocabulary, new grammar, and ways to put it into a dialogue. And then the second half of the lesson, I usually try to put some activities, some fun ways of learning for them to then adapt and maybe teach their children in the primary schools. It's a nice feeling knowing that this is something they're doing that is sustainable, and teaching teachers to then go on and teach.
English Club is a once-a-week class that I help with at the local high school. It's meant for kids of all levels at the high school to just come in their spare time to get some extra English practice in, and it's all speaking. This is probably my favorite part of the English teaching program, as these students have so much potential, and you can just see how brilliant they are, and So it's exciting working with kids that are really excited about learning.
Azafadi also works to empower youth and women to be financially independent and thus have safer, more secure futures.
Azafadi's sustainable livelihoods projects help people generate an income, particularly where this puts money straight into the hands of women and improves nutrition and food security.
In Azafadi's nature conservation program, volunteers help document the precious species of this island nation.
The biodiversity monitoring and research is particularly important in this area. We have critically endangered species here. We have two species of palm and a gecko species that is found nowhere else on Earth.
It seems that there are quite a lot of endemic species to the St. Louis region and hopefully to the segment that we're working in now. Mm. We found four so far in a week, not even a week actually, 5 days, that haven't been described. So hopefully we'll be able to find some endemic ones that could potentially save the forest, and the same with the reptiles. Yeah. So it's hard work because we really have to move through the forest and look under every branch and every leaf. Mm. But it is exciting when you do find something.
Reza Pakravan is a British-Iranian financial analyst who in 2009 spent 3 weeks volunteering for Azafadi in Madagascar. The experience left a deep impression on him.
Azafadi's program is all about local community. It's heavily involved in the local community. They had a Malagasy lesson every day for 1 hour, and learning a little word to speak to people with their own language, just to say hello and how are you, opened so many doors. And you want people to listen to you, you want people to look at you as an example to probably carry a simple message of hygiene or some basic health issues. And with learning a little bit of a language, that opens so many barriers. We had a chef of the village coming congratulate us. We were singing with the children. They organized a party for us. We were welcomed. We felt part of the whole village, that we had the area that we were camping over there. And our camp, we felt like we are permanent members of this little community here. And it was amazing and quite fascinating that you go around the town and you see the Azafadi sign everywhere. You see a little bit of a touch of Azafadi, you know, a little development here, tree nursery, the other side of the town. You see the center built by Azafadi, the school built by Azafadi. It's just quite inspiring, you know, how people responding and how people respecting the presence of Azafadi there.
Mr. Pakravan truly loves Madagascar and wanted to raise money so that Azafadi could build 2 more schoolhouses there. To publicise his wonderful endeavour to help the children, he and a friend undertook a 1,000-kilometre bike trip through the mountainous terrain of Nepal, which they completed in an admirable 10 days.
Getting involved with Azafadi has been an absolute pleasure, and, you know, getting to know these fantastic people definitely changed my life.
Learning of Reza Pakravan's and Azafadi's high-minded goal and devotion to helping the Malagasy children, Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed $25,000 to further the benevolent efforts to build more schools in the region.
We're launching Facebook and donations started flowing in. This recent donation from Supreme Master Ching Hai just completed our fundraising, brought us to just over £37,000. Thank you very much. I'm absolutely honored and I'm so pleased to be a vehicle to raise this amount for Azafadi. And thank you very much to Supreme Master that's been so kind to us to give us this amount, and this amount would make a huge difference in what we're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. I mean, I can only echo the words of Reza there. It's an incredible sized donation to our work. And I would like to thank Supreme Master Cheng Hai for this incredible sponsorship of this project, which is so desperately needed in Madagascar. It'll make a huge difference to a large number of people, and I'm sure that they would wish me to extend their gratitude as well. So thank you all.
Mr. Pakravan's ambitious bicycle journey brought international attention to Azafadi, thus opening the door for more people to join in and lend a hand to help improve the lives of the Malagasy people. The good-hearted gentleman is now working on a new project to promote the organization.
Currently, I'm planning a new expedition. The plan is to cross Sahara Desert on a non-motorized vehicle, which is a bicycle, the fastest crossing of Sahara Desert. The bike ride starts from village of Tantan in Morocco, which is the gateway to Sahara, and finishes in Senegal River, which is the southern boundary of Sahara Desert. This is supposed to be done in 13 days, which is 11 days bike ride and 2 days rest. Currently I'm working this plan, and the target is to raise £14,000 for building the fourth school.
Reza's work has helped us to get onto various newspapers around the world. It's helped to inspire people to think, well, hang on, if this guy can do it, this is a normal guy. He's obviously been inspired with the short time he spent in Madagascar. Maybe I can do it as well. So it's not only had the financial benefit, which of course is huge for us, the amount of money that he's raised, but also there's an unquantifiable benefit from the inspiration that's going out to people, and hopefully the potential that people will try and follow in his footsteps.
How can each of us help preserve and sustain the unique, vibrant island of Madagascar?
People can help us by learning a little about Madagascar and spreading the word about this beautiful jewel of an island and raising awareness.
Once again, we'd like to express our appreciation to Reza Pakravan, Mark Jacobs, pioneer volunteers, and all others carrying out the splendid mission of Azafadi by constructing schools and doing so many other beneficial things for Madagascar. For more details about Azafadi, please visit www.madagascar.co.uk. Kind viewers, we enjoyed your blessed company today on Good People, Good Works. Coming up next is The World Around Us after Noteworthy News. May your heart always be lit with heavenly compassion and grace.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.